This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The interim Iraqi government has announced that 2,000 residents of Fallujah are being allowed to return home beginning today. About 200,000 residents fled the city before last month's U.S. offensive there. Even as the civilians start coming back, insurgents are launching attacks and hampering resettlement and reconstruction efforts. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
At Baghdad's university, scores of beige tents are clustered inside the school's mosque compound. Old men sit outside in the afternoon sun, while a woman cleans a huge pot in preparation for the evening meal. These are some of Fallujah's residents who fled the fighting there. The tents are large, but circumstances have been difficult. Temperatures have been plunging, and these people have been living rough for weeks. One man, calling himself Abu Kutayba, says he's one of the people in charge here.
It's very cold. We are jobless, and we are far from home this winter. We are 176 families in this compound. We are running things. We are trying our best. We complain to God, but there is nothing much we can do.
Two-thirds of Fallujans vacated their city before the November U.S. offensive. Others have been living this way since April, the first time U.S. Marines launched an attack against insurgents there. From today, a staggered resettlement will begin. 2,000 Fallujans will be allowed to enter the Al-Andalus neighborhood in the southeast of the city. The plan is to have the head of each household visit his home to determine its condition. Saeed Al-Ijaidi lives in Al-Andalus. He says he doesn't plan to go back right away.
If I go, I have to go alone. I will be a target for the Americans. I say that returning will not serve us or do us any benefit unless the Americans leave the city. Then we will be safe to go back to our city.
Among many here, there is a deep suspicion of and anger against the U.S. military. Al-Ijaidi says his house is probably in ruins, and he's wondering about how he and his family will survive. At a press conference in Baghdad, the National Security Minister, Qasem Daoud, and the Industry Minister, Hajim al-Hassani, said that the Iraqi government will be providing emergency funds to each family. But both acknowledge that parts of Fallujah are still unsafe. In recent days, there's been sporadic fighting, and the U.S. military is still conducting operations. The Red Cross says that all four water purification plants in Fallujah are not working. Much of the town is in rubble. The U.S. military has ambitious plans for how Fallujah will be resettled. It involves creating identification cards for all men of military age with thumbprints and retina scans. People will not be allowed to drive their cars into the city. The measures are meant to prevent insurgent groups from using Fallujah as a base again. But with the elections coming up, Iraqi officials are keen to show that no one from Fallujah will be treated differently. Hajim al-Hassani.
People of Fallujah, they are part of the Iraqi people. They're going to be dealt with them the same way we deal with the people in Erbil, the same way we deal with the people in Basra. And they are patriotic people. They left the city. If they were, you know, with the insurgents, they would have stayed and fought with them. So they're going to be treated with dignity as any Iraqi. That's how it's going to be.
Back at the camp, dinner is almost ready. A huge pot of stew cooks on a butane stove. Saeed Al-Ijaidi says he's read that insurgents have been circulating flyers warning people not to go back. He says he's not afraid of the guerrillas. He just wants to go home to a city free of the Americans. However, both Iraqi officials and the U.S. military say troops have to stay to prevent guerrillas returning. Fallujah was once a symbol of the resistance. In the aftermath of battle, it remains to be seen whether it can become a symbol of Iraq's reconstruction instead. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.